masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. A very warm welcome. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is the last savior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا قُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. On that day, we shall call human beings with their respective imams, which clearly indicates the importance of knowing the imam of your time. And this program provides you with the utmost information that is needed to know the imam of the time. Yes, this is the last savior. And here we have a very special guest today, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
Thank you for being with us. It's we have been discussing about the duties of the waiters towards the imam of their time.
Yeah.
And the last duty that you pointed out in the last session was making dua for imam. And you said like this dua, to make a dua for imam, like for to hasten the reappearance of imam, is actually a faraj for all of us. It's a remedy for all of the diseases.
Very true.
So today we'll discuss something very connected to the duties. How can believers provide a ground for the advent of Imam Zaman Ajallaha Ta'ala Faraja?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his purified progeny. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Imam of the age. As you rightly mentioned from the topics that we had earlier, when we pray for the reappearance of Imam, for the advent of Imam, actually we are praying for ourselves, because he's going to save the humanity.
Yeah.
So we will be the first people who will benefit from the reappearance of this noble entity in existence.
Yeah.
So how can we prepare the and pave the way for the arrival of this noble existence? Look, any phenomenon in the world has its own conditions and actually characteristics. And nothing actually comes into existence without any preparation. So definitely some preparation, some, let's say, introductions are needed for some issues. It depends from, I don't know, from a material world to the spiritual world. And even in the social phenomenon, the social events, it is the same. We cannot expect, for example, a land to grow up a seed without water, without a good weather. Or we can even expect any kind of weather to be suitable for any kind of seed. So some preparation, a seed should be put in the right place with the right conditions, with the right
environment.
The case is the same for the social events. We cannot say that this revolution, this, let's say, uprising, or let's say this universal government, which is going to save the whole humanity, will come at once without any preparations. No, some preparations are needed. Some grounds are needed to be made first. Like that of revolution in our country, in Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, we, from, let's say, 20 years before Imam's arrival to Iran, to come back again to Iran, Imam actually paved the way, actually prepared the people, and people found that readiness to show themselves.
Yes.
And that's why they, at the 22nd of Bahman of that year, they finalized all preparations and all the introductory steps to a revolution. The same is for the universal revolution of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Sure.
We we might be asked that, okay, isn't Imam going to come with lots of miracles, lots of, I don't know, strange
and
activities?
And since it's the advent of Imam, he's Imam, so is Imam really needed?
Is he in need of this, let's say, divine helps and divine aids by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is that there is a general rule in the creation that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Allah doesn't want the affairs to happen except in their right order, in their natural order. أَمَلَّا أَنْ يَجْرَ الْأُمْرِ إِلَّا بَأَسْبَابَهَا.
All right.
But as for Imam to prove his imamate, to prove that he is a right person, sometimes he needs to have his own miracles, like that of Holy Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, the revolution of the Holy Prophet, let's say the Islam that the Prophet brought to humanity at that time, which looks like a revolution, happened the same. You see, the Prophet, in order to prove his prophecy, he had some miracles.
Yeah.
So the same would be again for the Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and he is actually the inheritor of all the prophets and imams, not only the last prophet of God.
True.
So Imam will come, but preferably all of the issues and affairs are going to be handled in their right and natural order. But for the cases of proving his imamate, his right and rightfulness, truthfulness, he might have even some miracles to make it believable for the believers. Though those who are the real believers know and expect and anticipate Imam to come. But anyhow, this is something that inshallah we shall have at the time of Imam. And Imam will be aided and will be helped by the divine and heavenly helps and heavenly aids. But as any other activities in the world, right in the right and natural order. Look, sister, we, as the waiters of Imam, have to know that this revolution of Imam, this universal revolution of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, has some grounds that we need to actually pay attention to those grounds and those, let's say, characteristics that we are going to expect it to happen. One is the planning.
True.
The planning and, or let's say programming the because any important revolution needs a planning program. It's, I think, naive to say that even the revolution of Iran, Islamic revolution, happened without any planning or programming by Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi or the other leaders of the revolution. No, it was fully studied, fully prepared, fully understood, and then I came to existence because they knew from 20 years before that what is going to happen. They had, while he was in exile, he wrote the book of Walayatul Faqih.
Yeah.
To show what is this government like, the government that will come in next 20 years.
All right.
So the system was defined and all the elements of it was defined before it comes to reality.
So there was a full preparedness.
Definitely. So what is it like for the Imam's revolution, Imam Mahdi's revolution? So since the scale is much more wider, so the programming and the planning needs to be more accurate and exact. So the main base of all this planning and programming is the Holy Book of Allah, Al-Qur'an, because Imam will come to act upon Al-Qur'an.
Yes.
And also the Sunnah and the conduct of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam, the infallibles, the Sunnah and Seerah of the Ahlul Bayt. So this is as for the planning. We might say, okay, wasn't it the same before the Iranian revolution at that time? It was. But, you know, the kind of understanding that we have from Quran and Sunnah actually all refers back to Imam alayhi salam. But then this is the Imam himself who is going to actually come and act and actually present this plan and program to the world. So he is the best person and the best interpreter of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet and his Ahl Bayt. And we are taking the Sunnah from himself.
Indeed.
So the planning and the, let's say, the sources of these plans and the planners are quite clear to the people throughout the world.
Well, Dr. Alevi, I'll be back to you on the same note after a very short break. To listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this line not forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Lost Savior. We are talking about the necessary ground that is to be provided for the advance of Imam.
The next issue, the next factor that we need to consider is the leadership. All leadership right. is very important. Look, in case we missed a person like Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, the late Imam Khomeini, in Islamic Revolution in Iran, we didn't succeed. Because the importance of leadership is inevitable. No one can deny it.
All right.
So who is going to lead this revolution again in a larger scale, in a worldwide scale?
Right.
So the leader should be a comprehensive, infallible leader True. Who has no mistake at all, who knows everything, and who is the greater leader in the world ever.
Yes.
So he is going to be the leader of the Ummah. But in the words of the Holy Prophet, when he is talking about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, let's say 100 or a century or more before Imam comes to this world and being born, the Holy Prophet says, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the inheritor of all the sciences and knowledges of the world.
Wow.
And he has, let's say, mastership of all the knowledges and all the sciences.
Well,
so this person deserves to be the leader of such a revolution.
True.
The leader who has no mistake, the leader who is infallible. He knows everything and he is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is another feature, or let's say factor, that we need to consider it as the requirements or prerequisites for the universal revolution of Imam.
Yeah.
That refers to the companions of the Imam.
All right.
So as I said, we are talking about the preparations for the arrival of Imam.
Mm-hmm.
So a part of these preparations are for the companions of Imam, those who are going to help him. Who
yeah.
are they? What do they look like? What kind of features and characteristics do they have?
Mm-hmm.
This is a very important point that we need to ponder and think about. To see, even to criticize ourselves, do we have, or ask ourselves, do we have such features inside ourselves or
True.
Not? In case we have it, we need to thank God and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enrich and even strengthen them in ours.
Right.
And in case we don't, we have to struggle to reach to these points and elements. Some of the features that the companions of Imam have are the knowledge and obedience. They have knowledge. They are people of knowledge.
All right.
Look, knowledge is an output of taqwa and piety.
Yes.
When a person gets pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with knowledge. So knowledge, a part of knowledge, there are different, let's say, discussions and controversial discussions about the knowledge and the reality of knowledge. How is it achieved and how can we achieve and become knowledgeable? That we do not want to dive in, but just I want to talk about the characteristics of the companions of Imam. Knowledge
yeah.
and obedience. Then worship and strength. They are strong people.
All right.
In the hadith, we have that they are that strong that they are not fearing from any threat.
Yes.
And they are men of worship. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in nights and they actually work in the days.
All right.
They are men of sacrifice and martyrdom. They are not afraid of getting killed.
Yes.
They are ready to get martyred.
Ready for the martyrdom.
And they are patient people. They have this element of patience inside themselves, and they are men of sympathy and empathy.
Yes.
And men of piety, as I referred to.
Yes. These qualities seem to be very important, and I would definitely want to go for another session on those qualities with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, dear listeners, who are listening to IRIB English Radio.